Last month, Bethel City Council voted to allocate $60,000 to keep the Bethel Winter House open throughout the summer to maintain access to hygiene during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the shelter closed May 30th because it no longer has a space to operate in. Winter House usually leases space from the Bethel Evangelical Covenant Church. Because of the pandemic this year, the church extended the lease an extra 3 months, but decided not to continue past May. Pastor Adam London says the reason the church decided to temporarily walk away from the Winter House is partly because of the amount of work it takes.
We bit off more than we could chew.
London and the church were offering 3 meals a day, counseling services, and showers on top of overnight lodging. Because of this, London says he was employing around 15 staff for the shelter. The church also experienced some vandalism. London says the front door lock was broken, skirting was torn off the side of the building, and wires ripped out of the boiler system.
We're not punishing the homeless population because of this, but this is just, we were not prepared for the cost.
London says the Covenant Church still plans to house a shelter this winter. And if an outbreak occurs in Bethel, he says Winter House would reopen at the church before the cold season. But the shelter's president, John Cochran, says even now, there's an urgent need for a homeless shelter in Bethel.
Not just for sleeping, but for food security and for basic hygiene, for being able to wash hands, for being able to get and sanitize masks.
Cochran says a scaled-down Winter House could require only 3 or 4 staff. The city is still prepared to give Winter House $60,000 to stay open through the summer, but only if they have a facility to operate in. Cochran says not many properties in Bethel could house as many as 40 people a night with 6-foot spacing. Looking beyond the pandemic, Annie Cochran, another board member, wants to create a permanent full-time homeless shelter. She says a full-time shelter would help its guests escape homelessness.
I know that sometimes people look at homelessness as being chronic, but we found that that's not always the case.
At her job with the State Department of Labor, Annie Cochran says she's seen at least 25 shelter guests go on to find a job over the past year alone. Jeremy Lee is a former Bethel Winter House guest. After arriving in Bethel from Nunapichuk a few years ago, Lee found himself sleeping in abandoned cars.
I didn't know where to go, so I struggled for a long time. Living outside, you know, abandoned places, you know, it's the most embarrassing feeling in the world.
Then he heard about Bethel Winter House, a warm, dry place to sleep. He says thanks to having his basic needs met, he was able to find a job at Swanson's bagging groceries. He stayed at Winter House while he worked, saving up, and now he's renting his own place and has the same job as a clerk at Swanson's.
So there is hope. There is hope. There is positive hope.
Lee knows not every guest of Winter House has the same success story he does. He says alcohol plays a factor in most of the town's homelessness. It did for him as well. He's heard some people argue that a homeless shelter enables alcoholism, and he acknowledges that can be true for some people. But on the other hand, he's seen Bethel Winter House literally save lives, including his own.
That's what I think outweighs everything. Someone stayed alive. Someone still has a chance to live.
Adam London wants to thank the community for its donations and help while the Winter House was extended this spring. John and Annie Cochran says if anyone wants to help, the Bethel Winter House can always use extra hands. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.